now it is time to hear again one of radio's most beloved characters, just plain Bill Davidson of Hartville. On every side, people by the millions are quitting old-time toothpastes for the method that actually restores natural whiteness to dull teeth. A way that makes ordinary uncleansed teeth look many shades lighter almost at once. This discovery is a preparation called Kolynos Dental Cream. K-O-L-Y-N-O-S. And you can get it at any drugstore. Start brushing your teeth with it tonight. See how much lighter they look tomorrow. Then soon get really the thrill of your life. Sparkling natural whiteness restored to your teeth. Results from it are among the most noticeable known to modern dental science. For it is an antiseptic toothpaste that acts on an utterly different dental principle. It acts to instantly banish that yellowish film stain from teeth and at the same time destroys bacteria that foster ugly teeth and decay. Everywhere men and women say, Kolynos literally transforms the appearance of one's teeth. Try it. We believe you'll be glad you did. Now, just plain Bill. And Nancy and Carrie are going to be married. Winning her desperate fight, Nancy held out her arms to Carrie as Carrie and Bill came back from their grim and almost fatal fight with the madman, Old Man Willis. Nancy and Carrie were together at last, and happiness came to them and to Bill. Here's Bill now. He enters the barbershop where Carrie sits in the darkness, watching the closed door of Nancy's room. Listen.
Is that you, Bill?
Yes, son, me. Hey, gosh, you shouldn't be sitting in here in the dark all alone like this, son.
I'm glad you came in. Are you happy, Bill?
I'll ask you the same question and know the same answer before you even say it, too. Yeah, we're both happy, eh?
Right. Both happy. Both contented now. Both sure of what's in the future.
Yeah, Nancy's better, you know, son. Even better than a while ago. The doctor says she's sleeping as peaceful as a child. Gaining strength all the time. Of course, it's going to be quite a spell before she can hope to be up and around.
So the wedding can't be for a good long time.
Well, son...
You see, it's a strange thing to say, perhaps. But all at once, I'm not in such a frantic hurry to have the wedding date set.
No, son?
No, Bill. Because... Well, because now I know. I know we're going to be married. I know nothing, absolutely nothing, can keep us apart in the future.
There ain't no possible doubt about that. Not anymore.
Then, Bill, something I've learned... I think perhaps I have learned quite a lot these last weeks. But one thing especially. I know now that Nancy loves me. Me and no one else. There's no shadow between us. No memory that might come back. We belong together and we're going to be together. All our lives long.
Well, Carrie, life's awfully long one way. It's awfully short, though, another way. I mean, if you...
Nancy isn't really going to be well for a long time yet, is she, Ben?
The doctor says no.
She needs rest. A long rest. Relaxation. Something different to think about. A change of scene. Don't you agree with me, Bill?
Son...
Yes, Bill.
It'd be an awfully nice thing if Nancy could go away for a kind of a vacation. I've always wished I could send Nancy back east to visit Florence.
Well, that's a great idea, Bill. That's it. Nancy wants us to be married in June. That's quite a while away yet. If she could go east and visit Florence's home on Long Island for a while...
Well, I'll see, Carrie. It's a right good idea. And I want to say, I think it's fine of you to be so agreeable to Nancy going away for a while.
I'm trying not to be quite as selfish as I've always been before, Bill.
Selfish? You? Why, son, you ain't any more selfish than...
Oh, yes, I am, really. I always have been. That's what came between Nancy and me. That I was selfish. That I wanted things to be all my way. Or else I didn't want to go on at all. But I'm over that, Bill. At least I think I am.
You're a good boy, Carrie. You're the right man for Nancy. A father, especially when he's kind of had to try and be father and mother, too, he gets awfully particular about who his only daughter ought to marry. I reckon you can understand about that.
I'm glad that this father didn't vote no on me.
He's voting yes on you, and meaning it with all his heart. So June, you say, Carrie, you and Nancy have talked about it some more today?
That's almost all we did talk about, Bill. And if it's all right with you, a June wedding, I mean.
Nancy's mother and me were married in June. I don't know what it is, but there's something special about a June wedding, seems like. And Carrie, I think Nancy's mother knows about you and Nancy and your plans and the happiness to come. I know she'd like you, son. Nellie would. And I think she knows about you.
That's the greatest compliment anyone could ever give me, Ben. I'm glad and proud that you believe that. And I'll do everything I can do, all my life long, not to disappoint you or her.
I know you will, Carrie.
Thanks, Bill. And about Nancy going away, I wish you could both go. I wish you'd... Well, let me...
Thanks, Carrie, thanks. But I think maybe I can work it out. Kind of a wedding present for Nancy, if I could arrange it so she could go back east with Florence.
And you, Bill?
Me? I got work to do, Carrie, here.
What's that? Who? Oh, Bill, David's at the door. He said he wanted to talk to me.
Then I'll go on in and talk to the doctor a spell.
We're friends, you know, Bill. I mean, David and I are really friends now.
And that's one more thing that's filling the day up with an extra load of happiness for me, son. David's a good boy, too. He's worked hard. He's going places finally.
He's going a long way, if I'm any judge.
Gosh. You may not realize it as I do, but you and David, you've both changed an awful lot since I first knew you.
For the better, Ben?
I'd say for the best, Carrie.
And that's a recommendation I hope I deserve. Because I'd rather have you think well of me, Bill, than anyone else in the world. Well, I'll go and see David now and see how things finally worked out about old man Willis and all that. Then I'll come back.
I know a young lady that'll be awfully anxious to see you back, son, the minute she wakes up. And Nancy.
Oh, Bill, I can't get over it. She said she wants to be my wife. My wife, Bill.
Which is right, and as it should be, son. And awfully good news to me. Tell David I'd like to see him, Carrie, any time it's convenient to him.
I'll bring him in now, Bill.
All right, Carrie, if he's got time.
Well, David, wait a minute. Wait. Why didn't you come on in, man? I apologize for keeping you waiting instead of coming to the door.
Well, I don't blame you a bit, Carrie. The fact of the matter is, I hoped you didn't hear me.
Well, I don't quite understand that.
Well, I mean, no reason why I should bother you and Bill.
Except that there's no bother to it at all. Look, David, the old days are over, aren't they?
If you mean...
Yes, that's exactly what I mean. The days when neither one of us was any too keen about being where the other one was. I hope we can...
Shake hands and mean it? So do I, Carrie. So let's shake hands. Eh, old-timer?
Right. And David, more than once I've said things that probably didn't make you feel any too happy.
Well, I've done the same, you know.
Well...
Let's start even, from here, Carrie. I mean... Well, I can't do much to help you in your campaign, except... Guarantee you 3 votes when election comes.
3 votes?
Right. Mine, Jeff Bartley's, Mrs. Bartley's. Oh, you probably hadn't heard about that. I've made a deal with Mr. and Mrs. Bartley. They're moving on to the farm tomorrow morning to help me run the place on shares. I've got to talk to Bill about that, too. But not tonight.
He'd like to see you, David.
Thanks. But I know what Bill's been through these last few days. I don't want to be responsible for keeping him up tonight. I'll be in tomorrow afternoon to take Eva Willis back to the farm. If Bill approves.
Oh, well.
See, Mrs. Bartley has a baby. And Eva can take care of the baby and help Mrs. Bartley in the house. I'm arranging to have Eva paid a little each week so she can buy some new clothes and all that. And Mrs. Bartley was a school teacher, you know, until she married Jeff, so she's going to give Eva regular lessons every day.
Oh, well, that'll be mighty fine for Eva. And Sonny Willis.
Well, as soon as he's well enough, he's coming out to the farm, too. It'll be a job for Sonny Willis, too.
Ah, good man.
Jeff? You bet he is.
No, I don't mean Jeff, David. I mean you. And I wish all the luck in the world. Now that old man Willis is on his way to the asylum to stay, you won't have any more trouble with him. And you're going to make a go of things out there on the farm. I know you are.
I'm going to try mighty hard, Carrie. But, Carrie.
Yes?
About you and Nancy. Florence told me you're going to be married soon.
Yes, David.
I'm glad. Glad for both of you. I mean it, Carrie.
I'm sorry, old man, about...
Don't be sorry about anything. Because, believe me, I'm not sorry. I mean that, Carrie. My road goes one way, yours and Nancy's goes another way. And I'm going to find my happiness, too, at the end of my road. As I know you and Nancy have found your happiness together. But the past, that's all gone, Carrie. I mean it. From now on...
Friends, the three of us.
As long as the road may run for any of us. Yes. You know, I'd like to see Nancy someday soon when she's better. I'd like to tell her congratulations and good luck. It's all right with you, Carrie.
You know it's all right with me, David.
Then until then... Oh, you won't be leaving town for a day or so, will you?
Not until Nancy's much better. No. I'll drive out to the farm, or else I'll see you when you come in to talk to Bill tomorrow. And, David, I'm glad about this. I'm glad there are no hard feelings between us.
Not anymore, and never again. Good night, Carrie.
Good night, David. Why, Florence, I thought you were...
In bed and asleep long hours ago? Not me, Carrie. I had things to do.
But surely this time of night...
I've been very busy over the telephone office. I noticed you and David talking. David was gone before I got close enough to say hello without shouting it. It would never do to shout and wake the whole town up at this time of night.
See here, young lady, you're talking an awful lot, and I know you. Whenever you talk like that, all at random... It's because you have...
Because I'm excited? Mm-hmm, that's right.
Yes, but what...
Shh. I've got a secret, Carrie.
A secret?
Yes, about Nancy and Mr. Davidson. Now, don't ask me to tell you, because I won't. It's going to be a surprise for everybody, including you.
Florence, you...
Now, don't ask me, because I'll not tell you. But, Carrie, tomorrow or next day, if everything turns out right, there's a surprise coming. Coming right to Hartville for Nancy and for Mr. Davidson.
Happiness after so much worry and terror and danger. And now Florence Archer plans a surprise for Bill, for Nancy. What will it be? Listen for Bill and Nancy tomorrow. You know how dull, discolored teeth look in others, how they destroy a woman's charm, a man's attractiveness. Don't let your teeth handicap you this way. Have teeth that are clear, white, gleaming. It's simple and easy to do. For science has now found a way that restores natural whiteness to dull, discolored teeth. The way that makes ordinary uncleansed teeth look shades lighter almost at once. It is called Kolynos Toothpaste. K-O-L-Y-N-O-S. And you can get it at your drugstore. Try it.